It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones. Today's topic is the importance of pre-planning services for your loved ones. We started our conversation asking Diana Madsen if people understand the amount of work it takes to plan a service.
I think a lot of it happens behind the scenes and nobody realizes exactly the amount of work that goes into planning and preparing for a service. So it can be overwhelming when families come in to meet with us and the amount of information that we need to get through in order to be able to do our work on the backside of things. And I think oftentimes in that grief process, a lot of it doesn't register, which is why it's super important to do some pre-planning, because our brains aren't at the same capacity during a period of grief in your life as they are when we're thinking clearly and can more easily make decisions.
And Joel, can you add to that?
Families, after I get done meeting with, arranging with a lot of families, they'll say, I never knew this much went into it, if they haven't pre-planned. And because if we meet from 2 to 4 hours to plan their celebration of life or their event, it can be grueling. The fact that they've been maybe up and haven't gotten much sleep because of their loved one maybe being ill for an extended period of time. And they can't sleep either afterwards either, because the death is emotionally trying to the point of, I can't sleep, I can't function. And now you have to make all these decisions, and you're being asked to make a lot of decisions within a 2 to 4 hour time period, and sum up your loved one's life history within that time. Maybe it's 50 years, maybe it's whatever timeline, the age of that individual. Trying to get all that into that time for arrangements is very, I would say, tiring for most individuals. And so you only have the stress of the death, you have the financial, times you're combining money with grief. And whenever you combine those two things together, it can be very tiring and very wearing on a person. Neither one is, people like to talk about either one of them. And now you're combining both of them, and sometimes, a lot of times, at the same time. So if you can take some of that emotion out with pre-planning ahead, and when you're thinking clear, you're always going to be making better choices, not always, but most of the time make better choices by planning ahead than having to make decisions at a later time when your brain is tired and you're focused on your loss and having to come up with so much information that you just are an overload and you can't remember what even happened at that initial arrangement time that took 2 to 4 hours, because our brains are really good at forgetting a lot of details, especially when we're tired and going through grief.
So when do you tell people that they should start the pre-planning process?
As soon as possible, I would say. At least, I always say there's two parts of pre-planning. There's the information part and there's the funding part. You can do both, or you can do one or the other, but together, that's always the best pre-plan. Just for sure, like Phil Anderson always used to say, no one knows your life like yourself. So if you can get everything written down about your life history and what you'd like to see in an obituary, that way it's crafted to the way you want it. So maybe it is very detailed, maybe it's very simple, but at least it's what you want and not someone else making those decisions for you.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at lacanfuneralhome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.